It's
Thanks for
6
that.
p.m. Thanks, Councilmember Brian Taylor. I'd like to call the October 7th, 2024 work session meeting to order. Here with us tonight, we have council members Susan Warner, Rachel Patrick, Brian Taylor, Mike Taylor, and Vice Mayor Shelley Owens, and myself, your brand new mayor. So the subjects for tonight's meeting are to review the draft general meeting agenda for next week's meeting on October 14th, next Monday. And on that agenda, we have approval of the minutes from the 9/9/2024 meeting. Anybody have any comments or questions about those minutes? Staff reports will be given by the Gustavus Volunteer Fire Department Chief, the City Clerk, the City Treasurer, and the City Administrator. The first item of business on the agenda for next week is FY25-05 NCO Capital Project Funding for the AFG FEMA, introduced on September 9th, 2024. This is for the new water tender. Kathy, do you have anything you wanted to?
The only thing, just for clarification on this has been in the CIP for quite a while. The matching portion was a little bit less, well, probably a third. It's a third more than it was 3 or 4 years ago. Even though it had been previously approved, because it was over a certain amount, I wanted it brought back to the council for the NCO to reflect the full amount. And I am still trying to get an answer out of FEMA to find out if any portion of this at all could be counted as indirect. In other words, we don't have a recognized indirect rate, but some federal departments have recognize what's called a de minimis 10% indirect rate, where we can count 10% of our work or the value of our work here that we use to administer the grant towards the match. Sometimes they allow it. I have not received word that they will for this specifically. So we need to have the amount in there in case they don't, but I'm hoping that we'll be able to use part of our efforts towards some of that and not expend the entire amount. I just can't guarantee it at this point. So that's what we'll be going through. They've already passed it through. For now, it's just public hearing. So
thank you. Anybody have any questions or comments? Okay, so the other item of business is to approve the updated job description for the library administrative director. That is also, Kathy will speak to that.
Yeah, so after the updated library services or public services librarian was updated, we needed to reflect the supervision of the library administrative director under this Melissa's job description or that position's job description. And so we have worked with Melissa to update this to reflect the changes in supervision. It's been recommended to clarify a couple of things, mostly just some points of supervision and a couple of duty expectations, since that person would be supervising the library services services librarian. They would be performing the evaluations on that position, and that was not included in here. So this is the draft. We'll have a clean version for the meeting with a couple of changes, and you'll have that by Wednesday in the packet.
Thank you. Anybody have any questions, comments? Go ahead, Councilmember Taylor, Brian Taylor.
I'm just curious. I don't know if it's realistic or if you have one, but I wasn't super familiar with the job description prior to this, you know, the down to the nuances. And I'm kind of curious to know what changed. I don't know if you have a track changes version of this document, but I'd love to see what changes we've put in place, if that's something that's possible, or at least at the meeting, being able to kind of give us like a little bit of a reading of what it is that we've amended here. Though I do think that from what I do see, it seems like it's a fine description.
I may have one. For whatever reason, after I sent it to Melissa and she sent it back, those seem to go away, but I think it's just a setting, so I might be able to show both of ours, but I for sure have the one that I did before I sent it to Melissa, and then Melissa made a few changes as well. So I will try to get you that if that's what you're looking for.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Okay.
Now, I had a question too, Kathy. The other than the change in supervision of the library services, the director,
public services,
public services librarian, is that
yes.
what it is? Okay, thank
yes.
you. Were there any other significant changes, like no changes in the number of hours that the administrative director is working, or?
There are no changes in the library administrative director position. It's the same amount.
Other than the changes that in supervising the other position.
No, there were no hours changed. There was
right.
no
okay.
anything
okay.
changed. We did say that the other position was up to 25 hours
right.
instead
right.
of 30.
Right. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure that wasn't something I was missing.
Yeah. And if you want, I can send you the track changes too, if you want
nope.
to see them.
Nope.
Okay.
It's fine. Thank you. Anybody else have any questions for Kathy? Anybody? Okay, so the only other things on the agenda will be council reports. There'll be the mayor's monthly report and council members reporting on any projects that they have. So that's it.
Doing council reports then?
We're not
tonight.
Now, no.
Okay.
That's just what will be on the agenda.
Gotcha. Okay.
Councilmember Mike Taylor.
Hi. On our heat pumps for city buildings projects, Kathy, I just got a reply from Watt Jones again, because I told him we hadn't seen the units yet. And he said they were delivered in Auburn on 9/25/2024, and he gave me the UPS tracking number, so I forwarded it to you. So, you know, maybe in another couple of weeks or something to be here.
And about the coffee with council, maybe it would be more fitting if Lucas was here. But I just want to get this discussion started about. Would love if the new council members, two volunteers, or me and one volunteer could do the next coffee with council, just as like an introduction and some fresh blood, and hopefully we get a good turnout. You're interested?
No, we.
Okay. I can ask Sally and Lucas, and if no one else wants to, then I will do that with you, and we can work to schedule a date that works or a place that works, and something like, Sally, are you interested in with Susan?
Probably not right off the bat.
Yep. Okay. Well, I will reach out to Lucas and ask him, so then I have an answer for Monday.
It would probably be good, this is Councilwoman Warner, to have somebody who's been on the council
okay.
be at that.
So. Okay, well, let's just plan on me and you, and then we'll figure out a date
okay.
soon. Perfect. Thank you.
Great. Thank
I've
you.
Got another question.
Go ahead.
Are we still on for council training from DCCED next week? It was scheduled for like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or yeah, I had on my calendar.
Yeah, as of now, we are still on for the 16th through the 19th. That's with our legislative specialist, our LGS, Iora. I did receive an interesting email from him today that I have to get back in touch with him, where he's trying to move our dates. I was trying to keep them in place because I contacted him months ago to set these dates up. That being said, I know our new council member Beck would only be able to attend half of it. I'm not sure what other council members, what your availability is. So I'll probably send an email out to you guys after the meeting tonight, just to kind of see. He did give me some other potential dates that he was looking at. And if that's something where more people could make it, especially for our new council members or our returning but have been off for a little bit council members, then we might look into moving it. I'm trying not to dig my heels into the ground on this one and just look at maybe it's an opportunity to have more people be able to attend. So tentatively, yes, but I'll know more in the next 48 hours. Does that work?
I'd really like, if possible, to have all, you know, especially all the new council members present for it. I think it's really valuable training. So I'm certainly okay with shifting it out to another date.
Yeah. Okay. Any other feedback, just speaking generally, since you don't have the dates in front of you?
Okay, so the clerk has a few announcements that she would like to make. Was that one of them?
That was one of them. So thank you, Mike, kind of introing me in there. So there are a couple things. So what I'm sure you already know, because both of you who are back in the seats today, I believe both of you have already served on council, correct? That a lot can happen between the posting of a work session, the actual work session, and the posting of a general meeting. So a couple of things with the Open Meetings Act, if it's not on our agenda, we're not supposed to be going and talking at length about it. So with that being said, I'm gonna have a couple items that will be in your general meeting packets that you're not going to have talked about tonight. Some of that information I can even send today or this evening. So one is from Paul Berry. He is, I believe, serving on a board of a nonprofit who works with waste disposal. In March, they were trying to get some legislation to help with the disposal of electronics. It did not go through. I believe Shelley wrote a letter to help give that support. Well, it's back up and going to legislation again. So he reached out asking if the council or the mayor would be willing to write a letter of support again. The more small communities they can get from all around Alaska who have waste and disposal, who can support this, the better. They're also trying to get AML in on it. So just know I'll send a lengthy email, but it also will be in your packet as a topic for you guys to be able to discuss and take action on at the general meeting. I do know that they're trying to have a pretty quick turnaround, I think within 2 weeks, to have that letter sent out. So just kind of keep that on your radar. There will also be records destruction certificate. So every year with elections, there's certain materials that need to be destroyed each year. They've hit their lifetime of us keeping them, as well as we have bank records. The fire department sent over some patient care records that are ready. We follow our records management guidelines that are set in our policy. So you'll see one of those on there. That'll probably be under consent agenda. You'll see a certified financial statement on there. And so with some of our, I believe it's our grant money that we can qualify for, you have to have an audit or a certified financial statement. And so it's for the last fiscal year. Ben could explain this better, but we don't have the audit from the last fiscal year yet, but we need to be able to submit one of the two soon, so that way we can qualify. I think it's for just shy of 100,000. I think it's like 80, something like that. Again, broad strokes. So that will be on there. Ben already has it put together, but that's the purpose, is to help us qualify for more money. So we'll have the certified financial statement on there. And then there will also be special meeting minutes, at least from the election review committee meeting of 10-4. Not sure about tonight's. We'll see how much work I can get done and make sure that they've been up and posted long enough. Other announcements for council members: if you could come in person, if possible, next week, or be around at some point next week, Ben would like to get all of the paperwork done for the signatures for the banking. And it's one of those things that takes a lot. It's kind of an extensive process, and he has to do the same process whether there's one person he's submitting or all of the new signatures. So he likes to, you know, use his time wisely and just do it for one as a big group. So with Lucas coming back at the end of next week, if we could have you come in at some point in time, whether it's after Monday's meeting or set up a time with him to get all of that done, that would be greatly appreciated. And then the last thing was that training, tentatively the 16th through the 18th, with the LGS, but I'll send more information out. And then just for Open Meetings Act, making sure that we don't have serial emails. So anytime you want to share information with the rest of the council, if you can email me, and then I will be the person who disperses it. Everything will be sent blind copy, so that way you can't accidentally reply to everybody. And I probably will mention, please just reply to me directly anyways. It's just a good reminder. And then I'm hoping I have everybody's computers from the outgoing council members turned in. I've reached out to our IT folks, so they will archive them. They will kind of archive the information on the computer as well as their emails. And then you will get your new email set up. Until then, I will send it to the email you provided with your declaration of candidacy, unless you need to update that with me. I think that's pretty much it as far as that goes. I'm hoping to have training materials ready for you folks. Just really good reference guides, hopefully by Wednesday, maybe Thursday, depending on how the week goes and what pops up in between. I will email you with information once we hit that point. I think that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, that was a lot, but I appreciate that. Okay, I just have a couple words I wanted to say. I thank you very much for your faith in me, your trust, your as mayor. I ask you to be patient with me for the next few months until I get my toes wet, and then I'll get my feet wet, and eventually, I'll have wet heads. I'd like to thank Shelley for being an absolutely outstanding mayor for the past year. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Brian, for being a wonderful vice mayor for the last year. I think it's been a really strong council, and I'm really excited about being on board. So and one thing I would like to do over the next few weeks, whenever some people have time, is I'd like to meet with all of the, with Shelley, with Mike, with Brian, and with Rachel at some point, just to kind of get caught up on what you've been working on, what projects you've got going, or, and and then others too, just to see what you want to do this year. And so once we get Lucas on board, and we can do that, but definitely want to get caught up on what's been happening, because I think there's a lot. So thank you. So is there any further business? Seeing none, this meeting is adjourned, and the time is 6:20.
All right.